Exhibition of photographs of the internationally renowned author Bohumil Hrabal is currently on show at Lucerna Cafe in Prague. The collection of photos was taken by the Czech-born documentary filmmaker and photographer Jan Kaplan, based in London, who became friends with Hrabal in the 1990s after giving him a tour of London. I spoke to him on the phone to London to find out more about how he had come to befriend and photograph a man who valued his privacy and who rarely allowed strangers into his chosen circle of friends.
Well, basically, it came about by Mr. Hrabal visiting London way back in 1990 as part of the Penn Writers' Conference. He gave a talk in one of the cultural institutions here about I Serve the King of England. After he delivered the talk, we talked a little bit. I met him and I said, would you be interested if I showed you London? And he said, of course. So I took him on a guided tour, and he was reading all the time T.S. Eliot's Wasteland, and he wanted to see all the places that are mentioned in the poem, which is quite a lot of sites that he wanted to see. So I took him around, me and my wife, and in the course of the guided tour, so to speak, I took lots of photographs, which he didn't object to. So that's how my collection of Hrabal's photographs came about.
I wouldn't have thought that he would take kindly to being photographed.
Well, on the contrary, I was surprised as well, because I expected a sort of a grumpy response. But he must have been in a very good mood, because he said, by all means. So,
And what places did you visit then?
If you read The Wasteland, you see sort of, it's a kind of a guided tour of London. And there are all these various churches and very, very, very detailed tour. And I didn't know myself after all these years where they are, so I had to look it up on the map.
Did he say why he wanted to see these places?
Well, he was in love with T.S. Eliot. He was reading him to us in German, which was a bit wasted because I don't speak German. But we had him sitting in the back of our car with the German translation and reading it aloud as we were passing those various monuments.
And you stopped for a beer, I understand.
Well, we not just once. Mr. Hrabal was, always very appreciative of those little refreshment stops, as I would call them.
Because I understand that you stopped for a beer at a place that Eliot would visit, at a pub that...
Yes, I took him to a place on the corner of the street where there is the house where Eliot had a flat. It's called the Builder's Arms, and that was something very special for Mr. Hrabal, as you can imagine, that... You know, that was the sort of Eliot's golden tiger. So he was very appreciative of those stops. And then I took him to the so-called Czech Club, which is in West Hampstead in London. And then he sat there in the garden. It was a very nice warm day. And I took lots of pictures of him there, talking to various Czech emigres, I suppose, in those days. And he was talking, and being very, very, very friendly. And then suddenly he changed his facial expression, and he looked kind of a completely different person and didn't want to talk to anyone at all.
What happened?
I think he had those changes. I noticed them later. I knew what... the first time it was a bit of a shock, because I thought initially that I said something or someone said something that he didn't like. But he had these sudden changes of mood, which if you didn't know them, you were really kind of taken aback. You were puzzled. And he wouldn't reply. He didn't talk to me for the rest of the afternoon. But then he said... We said, would you like us to take you back to your hotel? And he said, yes, please. and we did. And then just as he was leaving, he said, by the way, when you're in Prague, come to my favourite pub, which, as we all know, was the Golden Tiger.
And did you take him up on the invitation? Did you come to
Absolutely. First thing, when I came to Prague, I thought I must go and find out. And he was back to normal. He forgot all about it.
Do you think he ever let anyone see the real Hrabal, or was he too much of an introvert? Did he prefer to speak through his books, do you think? Do you think you ever saw the real Hrabal?
I don't think he frankly cared about what people think about him, you know. He may have some, years ago, had some feelings that, you know, he behaved in a certain way. But then he simply was who he was. And I think he felt that he was of certain age, with certain health problems, which he had, obviously. He had some terrible pain in his joints, and, you know, he was very, very ill, basically. He felt entitled to kind of behave the way he did.
There was no pretense.
So that, I think that was very much the reason that he seemed very grumpy. Well, seemed he was very grumpy sometime, because he had these pains, and basically he felt he had nothing else to write. He said to me, everything was written. I mean, there was nothing left for him to do in terms of writing, which I think may be one of the reasons why he kind of ended the way he did, that he just was left with... He told me very, very, in a kind of a moment, when it was basically just me and him sitting in a pub on our own, he said, you have no idea how lonely I am. And he produced his wallet, and there was a picture of his wife, his brother, and one of my photographs, which I was quite sort of chuffed about, that there was my picture, of the picture I took. And he said, everything is in this, you know, what I've got here. I don't have anything. I'm totally alone. And there was something very sad about him in that sense, that you felt the loneliness that he would then get into a cab at the end of the day and disappear somewhere in the suburbs. But he was a lonely man, and very sad. But I suppose that comes with the age. He was 83 when he died, so he enjoyed few moments in a pub where he was surrounded by people who kind of seemed to like him. The crowd, you know, the sort of, which he tolerated, but he didn't like strangers coming into a table and in a pub and saying, can I join you, or would you be kind enough and sign this beer mat, which he hated when people would give him a beer mat and he would throw it at them and said, you know, go to hell in no uncertain terms. So in some ways he was, he needed people around him, but then suddenly, you know, his patient, I mean, he was totally unpredictable. And that, I think, was one of the things that people didn't quite appreciate, who didn't know him, were as baffled as I was the first time.
You said he was holding one of your photographs. What photograph was it? Was it special? And where did you take pictures of him, apart from London?
Well, no, he didn't take, it wasn't a picture of him. It was my photograph of the infant Jesus of Prague, that I took on occasion. I was making a film in Prague, a documentary, and we were lucky enough that they took us to the back of the church, and they brought the figure of Jesus to into the room, and I took lots of very, I think, interesting photographs of that figure, which, you know, something that he then, one of the photos he carried on him.
Did he say why he had that particular photo?
I didn't ask him. I presume because he's written a story called Bambino di Prague. He's actually writing about the Jesus figure.
These photographs at Lucerna Palace that you took of him in the course of those 6 years, what do they say about him? What qualities do they capture?
Well, I think that they are. I've been very fortunate to capture his sometime, I don't know, in a sort of, he was a very, as I say, person who had this inner life that was sometimes very kind of sad. And but when he became part of the, you know, something that was at around the table, there were some sort of friends of his. He could be very, very funny and very, as I say, gregarious. And but that was becoming rarer and rarer. I think he then became more and more miserable as he grew older.
But you managed to capture the whole scale of his moods then.
Well, yeah, I was very lucky because he did not object at all to any of my photograph sessions, as it were. I saw him telling people to go away with cameras and things, but for some reason he liked the pictures I took of him. I brought from London an album of his photographs I took in London, and he really liked it, you know, and he said, oh, this is great, and oh, I like this picture, and even, you know, so I framed one of the pictures and put it on the wall in the Golden Tiger. And he always said, pointed at me, and he said, that's the author of that picture.
And which is your own favourite picture of him?
Well, there is one kind of him being very kind of smiling and in the Czech club the first day I met him. And then there is another picture, and that is very, in a way, slightly scary, of him looking very lonely in... outside the pub, you know, standing, waiting for a taxi, and looking kind of abandoned, if you like. And it kind of expresses that loneliness that was in him, yeah.
What is your last memory of him?
Last memory is that's before he went to the hospital, where he he fell out of the window, so let's say, feeding birds, which I couldn't believe that somebody could come up with this sort of story, when I think it was clearly a suicide. And there was Mr. Hrabal about, I arrived at the pub very late, because he was normally gone by 7 o'clock in the evening. The waiter just came in and he said, Bohoušku, the taxi just rang, they will be late. And Hrabal said, okay, I'll have another beer in that case. So I thought, that's good. I mean, you know, at least I can talk to him. And he had a beer, and also he asked for a cigarette, which was a very rare occasion. He didn't smoke much, or at all, really. So I gave him a cigarette, and I had the camera on me, and I said, listen, do you mind if I take a photograph? And again, I didn't even have to ask him. I knew he didn't. So I took out the camera and I lit his cigarette, and he kind of raised it up towards him, and there was this full pint of beer in front of him. And I took this photograph as the last picture of Hrabal there is, as far as I know, in the Golden Tiger. Because soon after he went to the hospital. So that, I suppose, would be my favorite picture of all, is Hrabal in the pub lighting his last cigarette and having his full beer in front of him. So it's like forever, you know, it's Hrabal about to have a beer.
Mr. Kaplan, thank you very much for your time. Thank you so much
you're
for
welcome.
Sharing all those memories with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.